We will be speaking about Jesus' authority over time and with us. Jesus is the beginning and the end. Revelation 22:13 says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. This says it all. Because Jesus lives with our Father outside the span of time. We live in the time span because we live on planet Earth. And the Earth revolves around the sun, causing day and night. And years. We are on Earth for a time span from the moment we are born to the moment we die, when we step out of our dead bodies into the eternal. But Jesus is different. Jesus was and is and will be. Hebrews 13:18 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And this is how what Jesus did on the cross is able to span past, present, and future. Jesus died for all men, past, present, and future, who will accept him as Lord and Savior. This means that what Jesus did on the cross is as powerful today as it was over 2,000 years ago. And this also means that every miracle, every healing, and every teaching that Jesus gave us also spans time and is therefore also as powerful today as it was then, as it carries over into today's situations. John 14 verse 12 says, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I shall do, he shall also do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. The authority of Jesus is for all Christians in all ages to receive and walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. I have only taken one scripture for each authority that Jesus demonstrated and shared with you how these miracles Jesus did has extended even to our little ministry today in some of the testimonies that I've shared with you over the past weeks. And the wonderful thing I have also discovered is when we give our lives to the Lord each day, he gives of himself to be with us. It was God who told me to preach the gospel and pray for the sick by telephone. And every time, the Lord waits for my little words, be healed in Jesus' name, to actually heal the sick that moment. And I marvel at this every day, because it is in Scripture. And he will do the same with you. Jesus works with us with what we have. Let's read Matthew 14:16-21. But Jesus said unto them, They need not depart, give them something to eat. And they said to him, We have here but 5 loaves or 2 fishes. He said, Bring them here to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, looked up to heaven, he blessed and broke them, gave the loaves to heaven, give the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they all ate and were filled. And they took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. Jesus used what the people had to do the miracle. He took what little was brought to him, that was 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and he multiplied it many, many times. When the disciples gave out the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, it was then that they were multiplied. Jesus did not just make a big heap, but gave the 5 loaves and 2 fishes to the disciples to give out to the multitude. And the bread multiplied in the disciples' hands as they gave out the bread and fish. And the Lord works in the same way today. He takes what we give him in talent or material possession and multiplies it many times as we give out of ourselves to others. The miracle only happens when we step out of faith. If we stop, the miracle stops. And I'm sure that even if there were 20,000 people present that day, they would still have had enough food for them. Yet we still struggle to walk in this sort of faith. When there were only 300 orphans, I worried each month how we would feed so many. Then they multiplied to 3,000 orphans. And what happened? The same amount of money coming in as for 300 was somehow multiplied to 3,000. And they were fed every single month. Every month a financial miracle happened, even in this financial crisis we've been through. And the Lord uses the little our partners were able to send each month to feed those orphans. Wow. I can tell you one miracle. Lord, how are you going to feed all these orphans? We need this month all this money. We need 3,000. And I know we've only got 2,000 in the bank, 200. We had 200 in the bank, yet I had to send 3,000 that day. I went down to the bank to put in the little bit of money I had, which wasn't much. And now I thought, now. I said to the teller, would you find out how much is in the bank? She looked, she says, exactly 3,200. The money has just been cleared this morning. I said, wonderful. I sent the 3,000 over. I then discovered that the money was put in from an elderly, disabled person who had saved up his monthly contributions of 3 years and had put in £3,000. That was a miracle money that went to that orphanage that month, leaving £200 in the bank so that I could carry on with the normal keeping the bank open. This is what Jesus does. Jesus is also all wisdom and knowledge. And it's not how much you know, but who you know. It's not the amount of study you do, but the quality of time you spend in prayer to access God's wisdom. A computer will give you all the knowledge in the world if you know how to access the internet. But Jesus will give you all the wisdom of the universe if you know how to come to him in prayer and wait on him. Let's read Luke 2:41-52. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it, but they supposed to have been in the company. They went a day's journey, and they looked for him amongst the people, and they couldn't find him. So they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And when it came to pass, after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing him and asking him questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you dealt with us like this? Behold, your father and I have looked for you really upset." And he said to them, "How is it that you sought me while didn't you know that I was about my father's business?" And now, even as a child, Jesus showed such wisdom that when his parents questioned him, worried that he had not come with them, he replied, "How is it that you looked for me? Did you not know I'm about my father's business?" So even at this early age, Jesus is here to do his father's business. Jesus had access to all wisdom and understanding from his father. Jesus knew his father in prayer and knew how to hear his father on every occasion. Age did not matter. It was hearing his father that mattered. And when we accept Jesus as Lord, God the Father also becomes our Father. This is absolutely wonderful because we also have the same access to God the Father that Jesus had. If only we could learn how to pray as we should and come to know our Heavenly Father as Jesus teaches us to, then we will also have the same access into God's wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. As we serve God on earth, he will give us everything we need to do his work effectively and well. This is the only reason that God has given me such a successful ministry, because I've learnt to obey God. It was God who told me to train evangelists and send them out to plant churches in remote villages. And as I obeyed this command, the ministry came into being. It was God who told me to pray for the sick over the phone. And since that, I've prayed for the sick in Africa and Asia, and miracle healings have occurred. One Saturday, a 70-year-old lady from Pakistan who had been blind for 6 years was instantly and wonderfully healed. Her excitement could be heard over the phone as she praised the Lord with ecstatic joy for restoring her sight. It was in prayer that I did this. No other. The Lord did it over distance, over the phone. It was the Lord that told me to put this Bible school on radio and television, so that many of you can learn about the wonders of God this way. It was God that showed me how to put all the multiple choice exam papers on our website so that you can download the exams from the website once you have downloaded all our Bible school materials and do the exam questions yourself. It's all free. All you have to do is go on our website, which is suzannesministries.co.uk. That's Suzanne's Ministries, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E-S, Ministries, M-I-N-I-S-T-R-I-E-S. .co.uk, and you can download all our Bible college lessons totally free of charge. And then you can even download the exam papers and mark your own papers. Then you can post them to me in England or email them to me at suzannesministries@gmail.com, and I will mark your papers if you like, or check them. You send the same paper as you've done, and I will post you your certificate. And you can get qualified right now if you want to. It will take you a lot of study. You've got to read all the books, 6 books plus Life Changing Spiritual Power by Derek Prince, and you send those exams to me, because only teachers can actually download the questions and answers. You can't, but you can send me your papers by email, and I will keep your name, and I will keep a record of all your exams that you send in. You can download the exam paper but not the answers, and then I will send you your certificate. So that is how you can pass the training without even a teacher if you want to. Do the whole thing by email. All right. So this is what we do. While I was in Bible College, I studied a very interesting course called The History of World Thought. And the course revealed to me how the opinions of one man have led and influenced millions of people to think in that particular way. Very often in a way that was far from biblical truth, such as humanism, Marxism, atheism, and other world thoughts. I also came to realize that often the word ending in ism means man is God, and this alarmed me, as I could see that many thousands accept just a trend of thought rather than thinking and researching it for themselves or go straight to the Bible. And basically, each way of thinking from man's way is very inferior compared to the biblical way of thinking. So basically, I see that all other world thoughts are actually trying to replace God with man, and this is to deny the truth. So we need to compare everything with the Bible, and then you will be thinking with a biblical thought and not man's thought. Now, if you read Romans 1 verse 25, it says, "Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped to serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever?" And Romans 1:26-32 says, "For this cause God gave them up into vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which was against nature. And likewise also the man, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust towards one another, men with men, work with that which is unseemly, and received into themselves that recompense of that error which was meat." That doesn't mean meat. It was a recompense of their error. "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to that mind to do those things that are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affections, unplaceable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, that which commits such things are worthy of death, who only not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And we see today these heathen thinkers who have enticed millions away from God. And I believe this is in preparation for the Antichrist. In John 14:6, Jesus told his disciples, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." And when we come away from Jesus and his truth, a lie results, and the foundation of truth for life are lost. When life has lost its foundations, life loses all meanings, and the result of this is destruction and abortion and all other things that go with it. In all things, there's only one truth, and that is Jesus Christ. This different world thoughts have influenced our world politically, socially, morally, and in every other way of life. It was a fall of Adam and Eve who ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That act declared their independence from God and his life source, entering into this world of existence to be born of the flesh only, now to be cut off spiritually from the true life source of God. For there are different dimensions of life, and the highest form of life from God is called Yah in Hebrew, Zoe in Greek, which means life in Christ. Human life without God means we live but are dead because we are cut off from God spiritually. And only through accepting Jesus as Lord can we be born again into eternal life in him. Then we have animal life, and three, we have plant life. But animal life and plant life cannot know God in the same way. Only Jesus is life. And Deuteronomy 8:3 explains life in Christ. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Deuteronomy 30:60 says, "In that I command you this day to love the Lord thy God, walk in his way, keep his commandments and statutes and judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God shall bless you in the land." God promises life to those who obey him. John 10:10, "The thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I come that you might have life and have life abundantly." And John 3:16 says, "For God loved the world so much he gave his only begotten Son, that those who believe in him shall not die, but shall have everlasting life." And the Bible also tells us to be led by the Spirit of God. Romans 8:12-16. "Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors not to live for the flesh or live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, you shall die. But if through the Spirit you kill the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption, where you cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness to our spirit that we are children of God, and if children of God, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If we have to suffer with him, we will also be glorified with him." And the Bible helps us to live by the Spirit by renewing our minds. Ephesians 4:23 says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And Philippians 1:5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. If we live in Christ, in his life, in his truth, his light, his understanding, we shall truly live in truth and have life in abundance. Hearing God in prayer is the most effective and practical way of receiving God's knowledge and instruction. And if we obey it and live it out, your life will be guaranteed 100% successful. No time will be lost or wasted in God's work. It will be accomplished thoroughly and well, especially in these last days when time is so short before the second coming of Christ. It is important to have good Bible teaching and to be properly prepared for God's work and to learn to hear God, and further education will depend on the person's calling. And if you've not yet received Jesus as Lord, just say this prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. Please forgive me every sin I've ever done. I choose to follow you in your truth and righteousness from this day on, and to hear your voice and obey you. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the source of all wisdom. Thank you, Jesus, that you alone give eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for please come into my heart and life as my Lord and Savior from this moment on. Teach me to live for you. Renew my mind to think as I should. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you, and I'll now hand back to our host.